Albert Lee and Leo Kottke are here. We're warming them up with some Christmas cookies and a little coffee. And we'll bring them in here in just a few minutes here on CCO Radio. Today they are playing Electric Telecasters. Are you boys ready to do a little something for us?
Sure are.
Okay, Albert Lee and Leo Kottke, premier world-famous guitarists, live here on CCO Radio. Lee and Leo Kottke here on CCO. That is a first on this radio station to have two electric guitarists live and featured here on CCO. Incredible guitar play. We'll hear more about them and have a chit-chat in just a couple seconds here on CCO Radio.
He had the distinction of dying by being run over by his own tractor, Sam McGee did, three times in a row, I guess. Evidently, the wheel locks once you fall off, and it comes back around for you.
Well, that's very touching. Thanks a lot, Leo. Premier guitarists Albert Lee and Leo Kottke are here in town, and I understand, Albert, you've been touring with the Everly Brothers lately, is that right?
I played at their reunion show in London, yes, at the Albert Hall.
Albert Hall.
Yeah, Albert Hall.
If you can't tell, Albert is from England. And can you fellas hang around for a while? We'd like to sort of feature you all morning long here. We're busy on Saturdays, but I know you have some other songs you're going to do for us.
Sure, yeah, we'd love to stay.
Great. Albert Lee and Leo Kottke. Nice.
That's what they produce.
Oh, heck. 25 to 9 o'clock, 17 below zero. We have Leo Kottke and Albert Lee with us this morning here on CCO Radio, and let's hear some more music from them. They are both, Leo lives here, you know. He's lived in a lot of places, but Leo lives in Minnesota. And you were born in Georgia, weren't you, Leo Kottke?
Yeah, I was. I've been back there a few times since, but not often.
Well, I was trying to remember some of the songs you played last time you were here, and with your 12-string. Now, you both are, Albert and Leo are both playing Fender Telecasters, which are electric guitars. They're amplified. And you both conducted a seminar for Knut Coupe, didn't you, yesterday?
Yes.
Albert, you travel all over the world. So does Leo, but I'm going to ask Albert, since he doesn't live here, how do you like this weather?
I like it.
Huh?
I like it. I don't know.
Does this cold bother you?
No, it's all right if you're just running, you know, from the car into the house, you know, but I Yeah. As much as I want to see of it. No, it's great. It makes a nice change. You know?
Doesn't the snow is pretty though, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Doesn't the those ski gloves you're wearing those slow your finger playing down a little bit on the guitar neck?
Yeah, we'll grease it up a bit. Yeah.
Albert Lee and Leo Kottke here on CCO Radio. And what are you doing for us next?
This is sort of a jam again. It's maybe called Airproofing.
Leo Kottke and Albert Lee. How about all those autographs you have on that? Is that a 1952 Fender Telecaster,
53.
Albert? 53. And it's covered with autographs. And mention some of them, if you will.
Well, where should we start here? There's a lot of my favorite pickers on here. There's Eric Clapton, Joe Walsh, James Burton, Jimmy Bryant, Dave Edmonds, and Waylon and Willie, Jimmy Day. Willie Dixon.
You can't read the whole guitar. You won't be.
He'll be turning it around.
Muddy Waters, Johnny Winters, you name them. They're on.
No kidding.
Some of them are fading now. Yeah.
Where did you two meet? When was the first time that you two met?
That was in L.A. a long time ago at the Rainbow Grill. Albert was with Heads, Hands, and Feet on a Jethro Tull tour, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was our first trip to the States, and we were both signed to Capitol at the time. Uh-huh. We met at this press reception.
Yeah. And they just conducted a seminar here in the Twin Cities. I don't know how you sit down and teach people to play the styles that you have, or don't you try to teach them your style as much as teach them basics, or just what do you try to accomplish?
Well, it was the first one I'd done.
Is it?
And I wasn't sure how I was going to approach it, you know, but it was just like giving an interview, really, you know, people were just asking questions, you know.
What do they ask you?
Oh, how I do certain things, you know, fingering, and, effects,
uh-huh,
you know, and string gauges.
And all that stuff. Leo, how about you?
Well, I find that when I have to show somebody what I've done, I can't quite figure it out. I know Albert has the same problem.
Yeah, it's hard.
I think if you're self-taught, and we are, that it's a little hard to bring it back again to trying to remember what it is you're doing.
Yeah.
I think something you look for is being able to play without being that well aware of it. So once you have to stop, slow it down, or figure out what you did, you're kind of in trouble.
Yeah. That is a very profound thing to say. I really can appreciate that. Being, as I'm sure Eric Escala could agree, both of us play guitar, But to watch you two play makes me just want to throw mine out the window. Albert Lee and Leo Kottke are our guests, and they'll be with us through the morning, and we'll hear some of their music again. More to come from CCO, WCCO, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. Carl was mentioning this earlier. You are a closet electric guitar player. I mean, you normally don't play electric guitar, from what I'm aware of. You are noted for your 6 and 12 string playing.
Yeah, that's true. Albert is probably my favorite telly player, and I love to put him on a spot like this. But it's the Telecaster in particular that I'm fond of. I think it has more to say than most of them, and that means people like Albert or Roy Buchanan or Ray Flack lately. He's somebody I haven't heard from until Ricky Skaggs. I just am in love with the thing. It sounds very southwestern to me, and that feels about right.
Real twangy kind of a guitar sound, a Fender Telecaster.
Yeah, you can over-twang. That's one of the things about it, I think, is you really have to, it seems to me, you have to adapt to the guitar. Most guitars seem to be more flexible than a Tele. You've got to behave yourself on a Tele.
Well,
it's a little hard for me because I tend to squeeze the strings too hard.
Will you give us an example?
Sure. This is called Monterey.
Leo Kottke, live.
Thank you.
you, Leo. Leo Kottke. They are both Guitar Player Magazine Guitarists of the Year Award winners, Albert Lee and Leo Kottke. And here they are to do one more jam for us on their Fender Telecasters. Albert Lee and Leo Kottke here on CCO Radio, and thanks, Carl Dietoff, for bringing them along with us.